find out who's on first here at 7 past the hour. Later in this hour, as a matter of fact, if you're looking forward to some more exciting things going on, Chef Louis Angeles is going to list some of the superfoods that you could be using in your everyday meals, because Chef Louis is all about
and for your Father's Day meal. How do you work some of those superfoods into your Father's Day meal?
Yeah, right. He's got superfood picks for Father's Day, which is a cool thing. All right, so now it's time, though, for us to delve into the minds of Heather and Roberta and Jennifer and Richie to get to maybe good news. I guess there are good news stories, things that are going on that we ought to know more about.
Good news blown in your window.
That depends. I don't know if we have good news or not. From Jennifer, who among us has a good news story? Jennifer?
I do not. It's no, not good news,
no.
Good.
I do.
Roberta has one. All right, yeah. So we'll start with Roberta. Roberta's got good news.
Well, the good news is that there's a, I didn't know about this program. It's actually sponsored by Taco Bell, and Mark Wahlberg is the one who's going to be the spokesperson for us. It's called the Graduate to Grow College Camp, and what it does, it gives inner-city teens and underprivileged teens a chance to stay in the dorms, learn about college life, and find out how to get there. Now, the odd thing about this is they picked Mark Wahlberg as the ambassador for this program. He never graduated high school.
Yeah,
right. He didn't graduate high school. He dropped out in the ninth grade.
See, now this is an example.
But he is going to complete his high school diploma now. Apparently there are some online programs based in Massachusetts. It's web-based. And you get an actual diploma as opposed to a GED.
Really?
So this whole thing spurred him to go back and get his high school diploma.
Yeah. But doesn't it speak, it speaks volumes. When you look at somebody like Wahlberg, who was nothing but trouble when he was a kid.
Right.
Not only, we talk about him getting out of school, dropping out when he was in ninth grade, but he was everything, and it was all bad.
Yep.
And he served some time.
Too. He served some time.
Yeah. But yet he turned his life around I don't know whether it was the fact that he was Marky Mark. Was that the moment, or were those the moments in which he figured, okay, I better do something?
Those are the tipping points,
I saw him back in the day. This was like 21 years ago, almost.
Yeah.
My daughter was about 6 months old at the time. I saw him at a friend's store, mutual friend's store.
Really?
And he walked up, and he said, "Is that your baby?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "She's fine."
That was it.
Say that about a six-month-old baby.
She's
that's
fine.
Creepy but kind of sweet all at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know. I still don't.
He said,
really?
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks. But he's a producer now, a director, an actor. I mean, he's built himself an empire.
He's another one of these smart guys. We were talking about Mel Brooks before, for those of you who were able to listen to that conversation about Mel Brooks and the genius. Mark Wahlberg is very smart, and it's a street smart. It's a book smart. It's people who have it, who can make something. And the reason that I like people like him is because he sets the stage. He paves the way. He opens the door. He gives you the light in terms of seeing how you can take yourself from being a problem to being a person who is accomplished, is a good mentor, is a good example. The fact I understood from a couple of my son's friends, that show Entourage was something that came up over a conversation in a little cafe. He was talking to one of his friends who was a producer about how his life had changed from when he was a kid. And the people that were around him, because he doesn't allow that, or I don't know if allow is the right word, his life isn't today what it was when he had his own entourage.
Right.
In the days of Marky Mark and, when he thought he was a star in Hot Stuff, when he had all of these people around him and was doing, pretty crazy, stupid stuff, there was something there of a lesson. I don't know whether we learned that lesson from watching Entourage. It looked like I always thought it was just good storyline, interesting people and characters.
A lot of it was biographical.
But it was his story. Exactly.
The interesting thing is I saw a list the other day on Yahoo of celebrities who never finished high school.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Yep.
Paris Hilton, celebrities, Britney Spears, Jim Carrey, there's just the list goes on, and you're just like amazed at all of these you know, and some of them, okay, they were child stars, so they dropped out of high school to go to their music career because they were just getting really big.
Drew Barrymore was, like, raised by wolves, though.
Right, she was.
Yeah.
So, Jessica Simpson.
How Drew Barrymore has survived
and turned into a really productive, good person.
She's an amazing story.
Unbelievable.
She was into
everything that would have killed her by the time she was 21.
Did you read her book? I read her book when I was a kid, and just the fact that she was in Studio 54 when she was 8 years old is just ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was, when she was 13, 14, using cocaine, alcohol.
Oh, yeah. She was hooked
all kinds of drugs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, why was she at 13?
A little bit
14,
of luck.
15. How is it that
girl now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's by all accounts, anybody that I know who knows her says that she is extraordinarily not only talented because she understands the business, mm-hmm. having been grown up around it, but she's just cool.
She's a great story. Really, yeah. It's a great story.
And you know what? It shows you that it can be done. And, again, sort of referencing the story from Doug Steffen's website today, the kid who decided he was going to walk to his high school graduation, who at 14 months had a spinal injury that kept him from walking. He trained himself through the therapists and the help and stuff to be able to walk. Mm-hmm. And it's those kinds of inspirational stories that are very cool.
Well, life is choices.
You're right about
choices,
that.
Right.
My choice
and
now
attitude.
Is to have a commercial pause, and then the next story, as we have gone beyond at 14 past the hour.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself how the Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, 2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, now 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn wants to balance, or perhaps counterbalance, what Roberta has this is not about the story being wrong. This is just, as that was pleasant and happy, Jennifer
This is miserable and sad.
Miserable and awful, yes.
It's Friday. Everybody gets that. All right, so my story, Dougie, is about Danielle Harkins. I don't know if you heard about her, but she was a teacher at Lealman and Asian Neighborhood Family Center in St. Petersburg, Florida. And she was arrested yesterday because she was leading rituals with her high school students, and she would force her students to cut and burn themselves to get rid of demons.
What?
She'd spray them with perfume, and then she'd light their hand on fire, and she'd also cut people with a broken bottle and then cauterize the wound with the key that she heated up with a flame. And she did this because she felt that these young people had demons inside of them. Now, we hear these stories a lot lately about all these teachers doing these strange things. I want to throw it out to you guys because you have kids. Do we support, because I kind of think we need to do psych evaluations for teachers. I mean, this is not an older teacher who's burnt out. This is a 35-year-old teacher who's probably just kind of getting started with their career. So do we need to do some psych evaluations every so often for all teachers?
Let me hit this first, because I have an 8-year-old who's in second grade getting ready to go to third. And I will tell you, when I walk into that school in the morning or in the afternoon when the kids are coming to school or leaving the school, that principal is out there and looks at every kid in the eyes just to say hi, good morning, and have a good day. And the teachers that they've had, and this is a county school, all are on top of their game. This woman runs this school very well, and everybody has got it together. I cannot imagine, and the parents are very involved. So how That's something the key, like this yes. could even happen in your kid's class, I can't even fathom. Mm-hmm. Because how do you...
But it does. I mean, it happened in Los Angeles. You had that
It's
great
bad. It's like everything else. All these places, this
I'm
is too big.
This kind of thing, yeah.
Too big. The system's too big. There's not
My
enough...
My school is
the
not...
The unions, all of that stuff playing in to this. They ruin the reality that school is supposed to be for the students.
I don't know how they hide a person like this or how a person
look
like
at
this
how they did it. Jennifer's right. They hid this guy who was, how do you hide a guy who produces sperm, puts it in little receptacles and cookies and gives it to the kids? What do you do with a nutbird like this? And these people stay, they continue to defend him, and others who are doing works that are worse than that. He's still getting paid by the city.
Right, so,
and so is this person in jail, $55,000 bail, but she's still getting paid.
Again, our community is so tied to our schools, I couldn't imagine this. Maybe in Los Angeles, I don't know. But
and this is St. Petersburg, so not the biggest
city. Yeah, no,
it's in,
so to me, I know what's going on in my kid's school.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I would Nutbird as their teacher. And I know Roberta would, too, because she's very involved
in
her daughter.
None of the kids actually even turned this woman in. The kids that went through this with her, it was a friend of the kid
matter.
Said, this is kind of weird, they're doing this to my friend, and told her parents.
It doesn't matter.
It.
I mean, the parents in our school system, or at least in our school, know the teacher. We know the teacher. I know her well. There's no, there being a red flag. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, it's just bad management. It's improper. There are parents who get involved in the wrong things oftentimes in school, and they have a blind eye to some of the problems because they're trying to make everything come out right, or they want their children to get good grades, or who knows what the motivation is. But there are a lot of problems in our school system, and how this stuff, as you've brought up, how does this, it's like the kids that shoot it up at school. How come you don't know what's going on with them? 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The hour, Beyond Good Day has some of the elements of the regular Good Day program. I call your attention to our video of the day, as our polls yesterday and today focus on dad and dad reality. This video focuses on a man in Denver who wanted to know what he needed to do to be a great dad, as his first child is due in a couple of months. So the folks at How to Do Everything went to an elementary school to ask a first grade class how to be a dad.
About 10 weeks. So I was just hoping I could get a few tips on how to be a great dad. Thanks.
My name is Ellery. I am 6 and 10 12. You can also call me Ellie if you would like. Good morning. My name is Lucy Pizza. I'm 7 years old, and this is evidence that fathers rock.
A perfect dad should be very nice, have really good eyesight, and be able to, like, do things that other dads can't do.
A great dad needs to have love and has to have funny things and great ideas.
He gives me awesome ideas, like styrofoam for making a model of a rattlesnake.
Anybody else feel their eggs dropping?
Yes.
He gives me lots of love.
A perfect dad for me, he would be kind and helpful, and we would live in a mansion. He's a really good driver.
A dad is a male. He's an adult male. And
a little conservative.
He's big and tough.
He can see, like, really far.
He's tall. His legs and arms can stretch and stretch.
He has a hairy chest.
They have a hairy chest.
That's not all.
A little beard or something right here.
You're talking about my dad, aren't you?
I never seen your dad.
He usually wears jeans, a lipstickless mouth, shiny teeth,
has like marks on his face.
Wearing a tuxedo.
He has a little mustache here, all over here. Here.
He would be very suitable.
Let's say he's hairy then, okay?
One thing a dad should never do is kill his baby.
Never kill your child.
He should never kill his baby.
This is really serious. A dad should never, ever, never, ever say toodles.
He should say goodbye, but he shouldn't not say goodbye. And because that's a sign of not really loving.
The first thing that I love about my dad is how he cares about me.
I just love him so much.
My favorite thing about my dad is when he takes me to the park so we can play baseball.
I like everything that my dad does.
dads are, like, really fun to have. Like we teach our dad things, and our dads teach us things. I don't know the word for it, but it's, like, awesome.
All right, so there's much more where this came from. You want to hear the whole thing and see the whole thing. It's the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. So you can go there, watch the whole thing, listen to the whole thing, and perhaps you'll have some mist in your eyes. Perhaps you'll come up with some good ideas. Maybe leave it on loud enough so that everyone in the house can hear it, but it is one of those great moments, great experiences. Love those kids and their ideas. Kids say the darndest things. Remember that TV program? Mm-hmm. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Paul Williams, Ageless and Evergreen. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
The winner is Evergreen. Bob Escaja, Paul Williams.
The year is 1978. Paul Williams is accepting the Oscar for Evergreen, a song he co-wrote with Barbara Streisand for A Star Is Born.
I was going to thank all the little people, and then I remembered I am the little people.
In the 70s and into the 80s, there were a few bigger showbiz names than short, blonde-haired Paul Williams. He was on TV all the time. He wrote hit songs for the Carpenters.
Promises. My heart, there's so many songs about rainbows.
And even for Kermit the Frog.
On the
Sadly, drugs, booze, and hubris took their toll on Williams, and although his songs never disappeared, he more or less did, only not really. Williams still plays concerts around the world to adoring fans, and he's now president of ASCAP, the Songwriters Guild. And he's the subject of a truly marvelous new documentary, Paul Williams, Still Alive.
When Steve Kessler, the documentary filmmaker, decided they wanted to call the film Still Alive, my first reaction was, no, wait a minute, why I oughta, what an insult. Then I realized what is still alive is first of all, the odds of being alive after recovery was a big element. Mm-hmm. The fact is, I survived and a lot of people didn't, so I'm blessed.
Why did you come through? Because you had a pretty bad case.
I always say that I'm pretty run-of-the-mill alcoholic. You know, I never came out of a blackout with a Russian arms dealer, or never came out of a blackout, you know, with Norman Mailer and a couple hookers at a Paris hotel. I come out of a blackout in the boys' department of Sears, trying on sweaters. You know, once I got the drugs and alcohol out of my system, then you get that look at life as it actually is, and it's been the best 22 years of my life.
And now you help people with addiction recovery.
The way you deal with the gratitude is you try to give back. It worked for little Paul Williams, and it'll work for you. My God.
Paul Williams, Still Alive, is in theaters. To hear my complete interview with Paul Williams, search Newcott Blog on your computer. I'm Bill Newcott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time in the week for our visit from Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is an expert in cooking. Everywhere you look, there's something to cook. That could be your new slogan, Louis. Everywhere you look, there's something to cook.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that? Very good.
I like that a lot.
A story at DougSteffen.com today about Paula Deen, who has signed on to hawk a new line of prepared foods.
Have you seen her?
She lost weight, didn't she?
She looks amazing. I always think she's gorgeous anyway. I think she's really pretty for being, you know, the white-haired look. She can totally rock. I just saw her the other day. Amazing. Skinny. She looks so good.
Well, wasn't there a big to-do with her? She had a heart attack or something?
No, she got diagnosed with diabetes, yeah.
And they found out she was a big smoker. And
she still smokes, probably, but yeah. I think I saw something where she was trying to quit, but she said she wasn't able to. She was trying to cut down and blah, blah, blah. So.
Probably how she lost all the weight.
She looks really good.
All right, so these products are going to be available at all major retail channels nationwide, according to the story at DougSteffen.com, including supermarkets and drugstores, that kind of stuff. The club, Sam's Club and BJ's and Costco, places like that. The project, if you sort of dig around in it, is authentic according to some of the newspapers. Louis, how do these people review a food reviewer? And I wonder if this, I mean, I know that Phil Lempert does this, and he's probably the country's foremost expert when it comes to this sort of thing. But these products are the things that are being developed. Is it just the name of somebody like Paula Deen that would get you to look into a new product? Does she have that powerful, that unique a handle that it would cause people to pay attention to it?
Oh, absolutely, Doc. I mean, I can come up with anything I want, and regionally I might be a big hit with it, and I'll put it in the newspaper that I've reviewed a restaurant or a new recipe that I've come up with. But outside the region, you go nowhere. Hmm. It's marketing. That's the only way I could put it. And food is probably the number one marketing tool we have.
What is there, though, that could be, what can possibly be new done when you think about, especially in the last 10 years, all these cooking shows, all the cookbooks? You got to wonder if they aren't plays on all the same stuff.
Oh, they are. We've discussed it before. There hasn't been a new food invented since the beginning of time, as far as I'm concerned.
There are new ways to prepare them.
There. Yeah, it's just a combination of them.
Sure.
And everybody comes up with a reason why to have a combination of foods, why this food is better with this food. This ingredient works best with this ingredient. We've never tried this before. Here it is.
And
it's just marketing.
Here's what it breaks down to, Doug. It's the same thing as baby magazines.
Yeah.
What else can they write in a baby magazine that's new? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is that the audience rotates.
Yeah, the audience is new.
The audience is new. So right. You have a baby, you buy the baby magazines for a year, then you got it down, you move along. Cooking, it's just like oh, there's something I didn't think of before. I'm the one, the pot roast isn't new, but you know what? I've never made pot roast. I'm going to make the pot roast.
Right.
And that's why they get their audience.
That's what happened with
umami. Yeah.
For years, people have loved the flavors and have craved for Caesar salad or mayonnaise or anchovy, all of the things that are high in glutamic acid. It's just all of a sudden in the last 60 years, the Japanese defined that flavor and actually called it something. They call it umami, that it's another taste bud. It's your sixth taste bud. Mm. So it wasn't anything new. We've always liked the foods. We've always craved for these certain foods. But now it's just a variation on the same.
All right, so who else has got, in your opinion, a good line of prepared foods that are universally available?
You're asking the wrong person.
I like Amy's Organic. I don't know if you guys have tried
that. Yeah, it's quality stuff. Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah. I'm not big on prepared, but I do like Morningside.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I was looking for a couple of different examples. Also, a story today.
And then there's Mrs. Paul's fish sticks, of course.
Well, I really know that.
With lots of ketchup.
I wonder how you catch a fish stick.
How do you catch a fish stick?
I want to know where they get those square fish that they serve at Wendy's or the fast food place. Where do you find a square fish like that? Anyway, the other story at DougSteffen.com today is basically about dinner parties being catered. The people that are listening right now that don't want to wash dishes, you don't want to cook dinner, there is a Target demo, and I found a store doing this. Last night went down for a quick bite, the Little Knobscot Cafe, and there's a place next door which is called Food to Deliver, which is, as much as, I mean, as near as I can tell, one of these outfits that will prepare meals and deliver them to your home. You have a menu. You can pick the menu, say, okay, for dinner on Thursday, I want you to make me meatloaf. For dinner on Tuesday, I want you to make me something with tilapia, whatever it is. And they create the meal, and they bring you enough for your family, and that's it. It's a so-called 12, it's a $12 meal. So if you got five people in the family, it's $60.
Hmm.
So is that something that is, this is the story basically that we're telling about this outfit called House Bites.
It's like going out to eat without going out.
Right, yeah.
I couldn't stand the price.
Yeah, how do you do that every night?
I don't know. Yeah. I think there are some people who would do it every night, though. So, I mean, Hillary, talking about some of the past news, the old news, man, this would be, she'd be doing this in 5 seconds. She had never cooked anything in her life.
When you say the word dinner party too, Doug, I've gotten my children to do this. I've gotten so many friends to do this. When you have a dinner party, invite people over to help you make the dinner and then enjoy it together.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that so much. I think food brings people together. It's just so sterile when you're bringing it in from the outside.
So potluck supper. Let's revive the old potluck supper. Bring
neighbors,
your family in. Yeah. Potluck supper.
Yeah, we do that all the time. We get friends together. Everybody brings a dish.
Yeah. I think there's that actually like is a pretty good idea. I was at, I went to speak in an event about 400 people a couple of weeks ago. And they were all sort of farmer types, and they brought some of the best food I have had for eons.
What did you bring?
I brought me and my mind and my mouth.
And a fork.
They supplied me with a fork. There was a pea, because peas were just coming in then. It was the best pea, I love peas. This was one of the best pea salads I had ever had in my life. I have the slightest idea what was in it, but man, was it yummy. I could have made a meal out of it. And that kind of stuff, especially this time of year when all the stuff's coming, Louis, out of the garden.
Oh, it's great.
And you can. We had the broccoli the other night, went out and picked it, and there's such a difference in the taste.
Oh,
stuff like that. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable what is lost. And some people, sadly, never know what something really fresh tastes like. You can't unless you have a garden. You go out picking the stuff that you get in the store, even if it looks good, maybe tastes good, is still 1,500 miles away from where it was picked and 3 days in a truck.
Yeah,
right?
Weeks old. So if we could, if we can come away with something, it would be Doug telling everyone to give peas a chance.
All right, then.
Ooh.
In a moment, Louie helps us incorporate some of these superfoods around for everyday meals and maybe something special for Father's Day, for your Father's Day dinner. Chef Louie DeAngelis is with us all here on Good Day. It's 17 and a half before the hour.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Quiet diplomacy between the U.S. and United Arab Emirates governments has failed, and a life hangs in the balance. Zach Shaheen, a U.S. citizen, has been wrongly imprisoned in Dubai for 4 years without bail or trial, awaiting trial on false accusations against him, and American officials have yet to speak out on his behalf. In desperation, Zach has declared a hunger strike, which has gone on for nearly a month. Secretary of State Clinton must now publicly demand that he grant Zach immediate and reasonable bail. Zach Shaheen.
Secretary Clinton, please do not let me die in Dubai prison for crimes that I did not commit and with no chance to prove my innocence. It has been 4 horrific years separated from my family. Why do you speak out for non-Americans but you won't for me? Please demand that the UAE grant my immediate and reasonable bail. Please make a public statement before it's too late.
Help save Zach. Visit FreeZach.com and urge your senators and congressmen to take action.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, 2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Chef Louie DeAngelis with Heather and Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me talking about Father's Day and healthy, good Father's Day, excuse me, dinners.
You okay?
I just am drinking some grape juice, Newman's grape juice, and it's very good, but I drink it too fast.
I was about to say, how do you choke on grape juice?
You have to drink it very quickly, and I was trying to get it in my mouth before I went back to Louie. All right, so let's, for Father's Day, is somebody fixing for you, or are you fixing for everybody? How's it work at your place?
I'm always the cook.
You always are the cook, okay.
I'm always the cook. So what I'm going to do this year, and, you know, I look at all these lists. Every time you hit a home page on your computer, there's once a week there's a list of superfoods. Everybody touts superfoods.
Yeah.
And every list is different. So which one is the best? You know, you really have to do a little research. So I did, and I found out these are my picks of which ones are the best and how to incorporate them into a great dinner for Dad that'll make him healthy, wealthy, and none the wiser that he ate great, that he had something good for him.
Give him something good in spite of himself. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So you start off with a protein, which would be normally you think of a thick steak for Dad or something like that. But I'm looking at kebabs. Richie, I know you love kebabs. But I want to do it with one with lamb. We're going to do a trio. One with lamb cubes, one with chicken breast, and one with salmon.
Okay.
And remember, when you're using proteins like lamb or chicken, always use a dairy product for your marinade. Nothing in this world does better for meat.
So like a yogurt.
Tenderize it. Yeah. You use plain yogurt, sit it overnight in a little bag with your cubes of lamb, buttermilk for your chicken. Now, fish is different. It's already flaky. It's already tender. So what you're going to use is a marinade with a vinaigrette, and it'll jumpstart the cooking process, like a nice Italian vinaigrette.
When you say jumpstart, what do you mean by that?
Well, when you take a piece of fish and marinate it in a vinaigrette, the fish actually starts cooking right before your eyes. Then in an hour's time, and you just have to heat it up. It's already cooked. The acid cooks.
Really?
Yeah, it makes it so nice.
How many knew that?
I never heard that before.
Never even thought about that. But it doesn't have to be heat that makes it cook. It's a chemical reaction. What you're talking about is the chemical reaction is what makes it, quote unquote, cook. It's changing.
It doesn't sound very appetizing, though, does it? That the acid is cooking the meat.
Well, everything's an acid. I mean, some of the acid.
You're digesting it, Richie. The acid in your stomach is cooking it into a particle that will get the particles that will get the nutritional value out of the food and leave the rest of it for you to dump out of your system.
True, but it's contained within my stomach.
Yeah.
Well, take a nice piece of swordfish and cover it with a nice vinaigrette. Let it sit out for an hour and come back and look at it, and it looks like it's cooked.
Yeah.
And when you put that on a grill, 2 minutes aside, 3 minutes aside, oh, it's just fantastic.
Really? Interesting.
But on these kebabs, you want to put onion, good chunks of onion, because that cleanses your blood. You want to put mushrooms, good big caps, mushroom caps, because that gives you balance to your body, to your intestines. Okay? And some good chunks of pepper, because that capsaicin is such a great anti-inflammatory. And it's delicious.
You
got some nice kebabs coming, and you're going to put it over rice. But this time, everybody talks about different rices. Try black rice. Amazing, amazing. It has an impressive amount of antioxidant.
I heard once you try it, you never go back to white rice.
But it's so high in anti-inflammatory, free radical fighters. It'll help your heart, help brain function. It's got everything you can actually ask for in rice. Most of it has almost all your amino acids right in there, everything that you need. And as a side dish, you're going to use Swiss chard. To me, Swiss chard is one of the best. You know, broccoli's good and all the
lots
other things.
Lots of vitamins, Swiss man, chard. And Swiss chard. Wow, what vitamins?
Loaded with beta carotene, vitamin C,
potassium,
magnesium, and it helps. It has phytochemicals in it that help regulate your hormones and inhibit tumor growth.
Yeah.
So there's a beautiful meal sitting there, and you're going to make a little salad. You're going to throw some amaranth on it. Amaranth is a grain. It cooks up almost like couscous, or you can have it raw. Mm-hmm. It's gluten-free, and it's one for the last 8 to 10 years, University of Ohio, Wisconsin, Nebraska, all these science departments have been working with this, wondering why it's so strong of a gluten-free nutritional additive. Fantastic. It's high in cancer-fighting and cholesterol-reducing polysterols. And now for dessert, black raspberry smoothie. Now, black raspberries, don't confuse them with blackberries. A black raspberry comes out once a year, but you can buy them frozen all year round, and they come out from July 1st to about the 20th of July. Black raspberries have a phytochemical in them that will cause cancer cells to commit suicide.
Yeah. I have, I'm growing them here. We have white red raspberries and black red raspberries that grow, and they are something extra special. All right, Louis DeAngelis, thank you. The fine Father's Day fest you're preparing hopefully will be wonderful for you, too.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled Deseret FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only Batteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, onlybatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit onlybatteries.com. Onlybatteries.com. That's onlybatteries.com.
A Day for Dads, with a campaign to encourage men to take a more active role in their children's lives. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Just in case it slipped your mind, this Sunday happens to be Father's Day, and an organization called the National Responsible Fatherhood Clearinghouse is reaching out to all dads to focus on the critical role they play in their families. Kenneth Braswell heads up the NRFC, and he points out there's no instruction manual for men to consult when they become fathers.
We learn how to be parents vis-a-vis how we were parents, or how we were parented, or how we have seen parenting in our lives.
Braswell says his organization is pushing a theme called Take Time to Be a Dad Today.
At the end of the day, you want to be able to give fathers information and resources so that they can actually move back into their families and communities and be great dads.
Tips about being a better parent, along with more information about the Fatherhood Involvement Campaign, can be found online at fatherhood.gov. On the dollars and cents side of Father's Day, retailers are looking for a boost as we head out to shop for Dad, if you haven't already. According to a survey from the National Retail Federation, the average person will spend just over $117 on Father's Day gifts this year. That's up 10% from last year. We do tend to spend a bit more for Mother's Day, an average of $152. Total spending for Father's Day this year is expected to reach $12.7 billion. As to what to buy for Dad, retail expert Trey Bodge says gift cards are a top choice, and there's nothing wrong with that.
People want to shop for themselves and choose their own gifts, so why not give them something that's going to make them happy that they're not going to want to return? So I think gift cards are actually okay.
Listen, I'll take a gift card any day over another coffee mug that says, World's Greatest Dad. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's CBD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
On Wall Street, the market was up yesterday. The Dow with a triple-digit gain, up 156 points to 12,652. NASDAQ finished 17 points higher, S&P gaining 14. Oil prices up $1.64 a barrel, finishing at $84.26. In Colorado, more evacuations being ordered after the deadly Hyde Park wildfire jumped a river and a highway yesterday afternoon. More than 1,300 firefighters are working to contain the blaze that has now charred about 52,000 acres. Rough weather threatening the west coast of Mexico. Tropical storm Carlotta, about to turn into a hurricane as it threatens to slam into the Pacific coast of Mexico before the end of the day today. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says the system is packing sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, 4 miles an hour below hurricane force. A bunch of sports-related closing notes. In Oklahoma City, the Miami Heat even up the NBA Finals at a game apiece, a 100-96 win over the Thunder, Game 3 in Miami Sunday. Golf, U.S. Open, Round 2 today at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. The leader after round one, 27-year-old Michael Thompson, who has barely even heard of himself.
A lot of people don't know who I am, and I'm totally okay with that.
That's nice. Thompson shot a 4-under-66. Among those lurking in a tie for second place, Tiger Woods, just 3 shots back at 1-under-par. Honorable mention to Andy Zhang of China, youngest golfer ever to play in the U.S. Open. He shot a 79. He's all of 14 years old. Finally, to Los Angeles we go for the parade and celebration for the Stanley Cup champion Los Angeles Kings. Let's hear from some of the fans one-on-one. They must be excited. How about you? Are you excited?
Extremely excited that they finally won. After all these years, after 40-some years, yeah.
That's excited. Are you kidding me? Must be the laid-back L.A. thing. Now compare that level of excitement to the fans we heard on the streets of Manhattan when the New York Giants celebrated their Super Bowl victory back in February. Go ahead. Now you see, that is excited. I'm David Weiss. And that's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.